Ralph Weber is CEO of MetaBid, and he's here to talk about the healthcare and the Canadian system and how that relates to our system as well. Ralph, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil. How are you?
I'm extra good, and welcome. I understand you live in Nashville now, right?
Murfreesboro, just south of Nashville.
Yeah, and moved from California.
That's right. We loaded up the truck and we moved to Tennessee.
Hills, that is. So you escaped, huh? Was there a long line of folks trying to get out? I mean, was there a traffic jam?
Well, you know, it was starting about a month before Jerry Brown got reelected, and the day he got reelected, that was it. It was almost too late then.
Yeah, everybody out of the pool. So tell me about MetaBid and what that is.
Well, MetaBid is a completely free market, Obama-proof medical program that addresses the problems that Congress could never, ever even imagine to address, and that is the cost of the underlying care. Forget about the insurance that finances it. MetaBid gets at the heart of the issue by allowing doctors to compete across state lines and international boundaries for your medical care.
So do you have to go through the state insurance commission or anything for this, or how does this work?
No, it's pretty simple. You go to MetaBid.com and you make a profile, answer a few basic health questions, and then you post a medical request, whether it's a knee replacement, a colonoscopy, whatever kind of medical care you need, you put it online, and then doctors will get emails that are registered to do that kind of work, and they will be permitted to make a bid on providing that medical care.
And wow.
It has nothing to do with the insurance.
Well, that's excellent because, you know, I have a $4,000 deductible. Let me just tell you a little story. We had one of our kids had a procedure. I don't think it was elective. It was a deviated septum, something that really needed to happen. Found out once we had this done and got the bills that he was out of network. The doctor we had this done was out of network. So we're on the hook for $4,000 of this from the doctor. And had we been able to bid this out, we would have gotten probably a lower price, and we would have found out who was in the network and who. I don't know who dropped the ball on the network thing. I presume it was probably me. But at any rate, if we're able to bid these things out, let's say you're going to go in for a knee operation or whatever, you can find somebody in the area, and they'll say they'll do it for such and such a price, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, who would go to a restaurant if there weren't prices on the menu? You know what they say, if there's no prices, then you can't afford it anyway.
Right.
And it's the same with medical. There's such a lack of transparency, and the insurance companies, they like that. The hospitals, they like that. But you and I, it's very hard to navigate it, because how can we make an intelligent, informed decision?
Well, yeah, but do the doctors like this MetaBid thing, are they game to playing with this thing and competing?
Absolutely. And the reason is our medical system, even before Obamacare, was a four-party system. Party one is the price fixer, and that's Medicare. Medicare fixes the prices on 14,193 procedures.
Yeah, it's the medical pace car, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, the CPT codes. The second party is the payer, Blue Cross, Cigna, you know, whatever your health plan is. The third one is the provider, the doctor, the hospital, and the fourth one is the patient. So there's so many different parties that are involved and so many middlemen, and then the doctor will send the bill to the insurance company. They'll reprice it. They'll wait 90 days sometimes to pay him. So he's got accounts receivable. He's got to track it. He's got to make sure he gets paid. This way, he just says, knee replacement? Yep, $10,000. Here you go. And he gets his money at the time of service instead of waiting 90 days and having it repriced and have to fight with the insurance company.
So probably it's going to be cheaper this way because they know they're going to get their money up front, right?
Absolutely. Most doctors do it for less than you would pay. My wife broke her foot about a year and a half ago, and it cost $1,300, including the facility, the anesthesiologist, and the surgeon. And he had to go in there and reset her toe. She was under general anesthetic, $1,300.
Now, what happens when they get in there and they find out it's more complicated than they originally thought?
Well, I mean, that can happen in any scenario, whether it's with insurance, whether you're paying cash. And, you know, usually the doctor will tell you up front, here's what I expect. But if I find something, do you want me to go on and take care of it or not? And those are discussions that you have with the physician beforehand.
Now, do you have insurance? Do you do this through insurance, or can you use the insurance through this, or they just want everything in cash?
Well, you can use it several different ways. We have a faith-based Christian group that is self-insured, and they're exempt from Obamacare. They're one of the categories that are exempt from Obamacare, and they are completely self-funded. They benefit because they get good prices up front, and they know what they're getting into. If you have a high deductible plan, such as the one you just described to me, you get to see the prices up front. So, again, you're going in knowing what to expect. So high deductible plan, and large employers often self-fund, and I know that Safeway estimates that they could save 16% of their health premiums with added transparency.
So you've got some big companies that are signed onto this to do this, or what?
Yeah, we've got one with 50,000 people. That's probably our biggest, and a bunch of smaller ones. And then a lot of people that are just individuals.
Well, I've often said that the problem is that we have disconnected the consumer from the product. I mean, when you can go in there and pay a $10 or $15 copay and then get all the get all the service you want, it really is it doesn't discourage people from going in and really abusing the system. Now, with my high deductible, I'm quite judicious as far as the medical services I'm going to use, and I want to know what it costs and all this kind of stuff. I ask questions. A lot of times, here's what you'll get, though, Ralph. You go and you're talking to somebody, you say, well, you need to have so-and-so done. I had this, and I asked, they said, you need a certain scan. Well, I said, how much does that cost? I don't know. And you're talking, the doctors don't even know how much this stuff costs. And that's an odd thing, too, because they're used to not even knowing and not having to know because the insurance pays for it. Now they have to know. Because it's just like your mechanic. You go in and you talk to them, you need new tires. How much does that cost? Well, I don't know. Well, they do know, and they're going to tell you up front how much because they know you got to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just common sense, really, when you think about it. And anybody who's been around as long as I have that's actually turned on a high beam with his left foot will remember the days when doctors did know that.
That's a pretty good barometer of how old you are, isn't it? I remember those days, too. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, things are changing, and they're changing rapidly, but let's compare and contrast all of this to the Canadian system. And we just had a friend of ours, Johnny B and I, a mutual friend, who came back from Italy and said that she got sick, had to go to the doctor or the hospital or something in Italy, and said it was wonderful. She went in there, they took care of everything, she didn't have to pay a dime. Well, somebody's got to pay for that.
Yeah, and I left Canada 6 years ago because my wife was crippled by a 2.5-year wait for surgery. She could never get to the front of the line. She could never get the surgery done because the surgeons are limited to how many patients they're permitted to see per year. And usually come September, October, they've seen their quota and they shut down the shop and they go to Arizona or Florida for the winter. So, if you get sick in the winter, you'll have a different story. The system, I've heard a lot of people say it works good. Well, it works good if you don't need it, you don't mind paying 50% tax and another 15% of sales tax. But when you really need it, it's not there. And I know it firsthand. My wife was, affected by it. My son, his head went through a windshield. When a car hit him head on, he couldn't get a CT scan. He waited 3.5 hours for an X-ray and was released from a head trauma where he was unconscious.
Wow.
So the system doesn't work.
And that was in Canada you're talking about, right?
That's correct, yes.
Well, you've written extensively about medical costs and things like this, and one of the things you've written about was Obamacare will lead to loss of millions of IS healthcare jobs. Explain that.
U.S. healthcare jobs.
Ah, yes. That's a misprint. Okay.
It was a misprint.
So we're talking about the healthcare jobs are going to go away, because it would seem to me that when you add on the bureaucracy, there'd be a whole lot more healthcare workers out there because the government's paying for everything.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think so. And in the short term, that's probably going to happen. Here's the problem. Deloitte did a study a couple of years ago, and they estimated at that time that by the year 2017, between $228 and $599 billion per year worth of medical care will be outsourced to Costa Rica, Mexico, Thailand, India, okay? Because the medical tourism brokers are advertising, go to India and get a knee replacement, go to Thailand and get a knee replacement. They're advertising this every day. Now, there are some really outstanding facilities overseas, but Americans, because of the lack of transparency right here at home, are being lured by these promise of savings to go to these overseas facilities. And when you think about $600 billion a year, that's about a quarter of what we as an entire country pay on health care. That much, according to Deloitte, is going to leave the U.S. and go overseas. So what's that going to do to the healthcare jobs, the jobs for doctors and nurses, if a quarter of our medical care is outsourced?
Plus, you've got the government, if they're running things, and I saw today where John Conyers of Michigan says that this what we're doing with Obamacare is the first step, is laying the foundation for a single payer, which is essentially government-run healthcare. If that does happen, they're going to be telling doctors and nurses and anybody that works in the health field how much they can make, aren't they? Like they do with, just like they do with Medicare now. I mean, they will tell you. I got a brother-in-law who's a cardiologist. He said, "Look, you know, we've got socialized medicine right now through Medicare.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already setting the prices. They're already telling us how much we can charge, telling us what we can and can't do. So we've already got the government involved on that level. If this spills over to the rest of the medical care." Outside of Medicare and Medicaid, we're all in big trouble.
Oh, exactly. And Obamacare was based on the supposition that reimbursements to physicians would be reduced by 41% over 10 years on the Medicare rates. And whatever the Medicare rates are, every other rate follows that. It's all a factor of that. So if we reduce what we pay doctors by 41%, they won't be able to afford to stay in business, especially if more and more and more people are part of this. In Tennessee alone, Obamacare is going to increase the cost of TIN care by $1.5 billion per year by 2014.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot of money.
Where are we going to find the money?
Well, the money's not there. I mean, unless we have a state income tax, we can't pay for that kind of an increase.
Well, we got too many states now that are already too dependent on this federal money that they're getting. We saw yesterday that schools in Pennsylvania are saying, "Oh my gosh, where's the stimulus money? We're paying teachers with this." We've got too many states that are getting dependent on money from the federal government, thinking it's going to be there forever. And when the federal government cuts back, what are they going to do? Well, the same thing happens in the medical field. I mean, if we get too dependent on the federal government and they start cutting back, then something's got to give.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's really not government money. It's our money to start with that's taken from us in taxes that they're just sending back to, you know, to redistribute, you know, and redistribute the wealth. So when we see these things like the growth of medical tourism, and Deloitte goes on to say that it's going to increase by 35% per year, that's just a leading indicator of what's going to happen. Because if you think about healthcare reform attempts to tackle health, quote unquote, insurance, the healthcare financing. Okay, that's all it's talking about, healthcare financing. It attempts to reduce the cost to finance healthcare. Now, when we as a country, or the people in D.C., I should say, I don't want to claim credit for it, when they try to reform mortgages to make them cheaper by having a 3% mortgage interest only, what happened to the cost of the underlying, you know, housing that it's paying for? It went up until it was a bubble and then it popped. And I see the same thing happening in medical care. As we try to push down the payment system, it was going to create shortages because doctors are going to get out of the business. It's going to create too much demand, not enough supply, and it's going to be a medical bubble.
But Medibid is a way to short-circuit that and get people connected back to their medical expenses and actually bring down the cost, right?
Exactly, because when you allow doctors to compete across state lines and across international boundaries, and you know what you're paying up front, that's the only way to achieve sustainable cost control, is by allowing the doctors set their own prices instead of the government setting them for them.
Well, we're about out of time for this segment. Let me ask you one more question, though, and that is about the doctors. Are we making sure that all these doctors are really good doctors, or how do you know when you sign up for this?
Well, we do require their license number, so we know that they're licensed and in good standing. And at the time that you accept the bid, we send you their license number and a link to the medical board so that you can check them out in advance, make sure they're licensed and in good standing, and you can check them out. We usually send a rating service as well, so you can check them out. Right now, under the medical system, under Blue Cross or Medicare, it's kind of like teachers. They all get paid the same, whether they're a good doctor or a bad doctor. On Medibid, you're going to have somebody that's going to create a bid that might be $2,000 more than another doctor, but in his profile you'll see he does 100 of these a year, and he went to, you know, he did his medical residency at Harvard. He studied under this position and that position, so you know a little bit more about quality than you can by just looking at the Blue Cross Handbook.
Interesting. Well, you can go to Medibid, M-E-D-I-D-I-D, Medibid.com for more information about that. Right, Ralph, appreciate it very much. Ralph Weber of Medibid. Appreciate it very much, Ralph. Thanks for the conversation.
You're welcome. Good talking to you, Phil.
Hey, good talking to you. Quick timeout. Going to be back in a moment. 1-800-618-PHIL. Stay where you are. The Phil Valentine Show. We're free to ask the doctor, how much is it cost? Oh, you just don't say things like that.
Really? Why not? And they don't even know the answer.
They've got to go check with the office manager and find out how much the thing costs.
And they don't know either.
That's right.
I it was time for me to get a tetanus shot, and I said, well, how much does it cost?
We don't know.
And so he said, well, let me check. And he said, how much does a tetanus shot cost here? I don't know, doctor.
Nobody
knew.
How do you not know? Well, because there's a disconnect between the doctor and the billing, too. That's been a problem, too. But think about it. What other service do you go to and have provided for you? I mean, if you go and get your nails done, how much does it cost to get my nails done? Go in and get your teeth cleaned, how much does it cost to get my teeth cleaned? I mean, that's really a medical procedure, too, but you know, because a lot of people, maybe your insurance will cost, but they'll pay for it, maybe it doesn't. But if you go in there, whatever, I mean, you go talk to a lawyer, how much you charge an hour? That's the people are sometimes afraid to ask the doctor, I mean, the lawyer, too. I'm not. How much is this going to cost? You need to know these kinds of things, and with Medibid, you can find the one that best suits you, you know?